AI Morning Briefing, April 30th, 2026. Good morning. Today's AI story is about pressure. Demand is clearly here, but so are the bottlenecks. In the last 24 hours, Microsoft, Google, and Amazon all delivered a version of the same message. AI is driving real growth, but it is also forcing bigger infrastructure bets, bigger spending, and harder policy decisions. Start with Microsoft. In its April 29th earnings release, Microsoft said revenue rose to $82.9 billion, and Microsoft Cloud revenue reached $54.5 billion. Satya Nadella said the company's AI business has now passed a $37 billion annual revenue run rate, up 123% year over year. TechCrunch also reported that Microsoft says it has more than 20 million paid Copilot users. The signal there is important. Enterprise AI is starting to look less like a pilot project and more like a durable software category. Google's update carried the same optimism, plus a warning. TechCrunch reported that Google Cloud topped $20 billion in quarterly revenue, but management said growth was capacity constrained. The Verge also highlighted Sundar Pichai's claim that Google search queries hit an all-time high last quarter and that consumer AI subscriptions had their strongest quarter ever. That suggests Google is getting an AI lift across both cloud and consumer products, while also admitting the market's biggest problem, demand is moving faster than infrastructure. Amazon fits the pattern too. On its investor relations site, Amazon posted first quarter results on April 29th, showing net sales up 17% to $181.5 billion. TechCrunch's takeaway was that AWS demand is surging and capital spending is rising with it. If all three cloud leaders are either capacity constrained, spending harder, or both, then the infrastructure race is still the center of gravity in AI. The policy story is getting sharper as well. The Verge reported that Google defended allowing U.S. military use of AI for classified operations, citing a memo from Alphabet President of Global Affairs, Kent Walker, after internal pushback over the company's Pentagon work. That is another sign that AI deployment is becoming a national security issue, not just a product issue. There is also a major funding signal, though it is still unconfirmed. TechCrunch cited sources saying Anthropic could raise a new $50 billion round at a $900 billion valuation. That remains reported, not official, but it shows how investors are increasingly treating frontier labs like strategic infrastructure companies. And one lighter note, The Verge says OpenAI has set September 29th for Dev Day 2026, keeping the platform and agent race on the calendar. So the bottom line this morning is simple. AI demand is real. Monetization is becoming visible. And the next bottlenecks are capacity, capital, and governance. Top three, new business ideas. 1. AI capacity brokerage. What it is? A service that helps companies source overflow training and inference capacity across multiple clouds. Who it serves? Enterprise AI teams and startups with bursty workloads. Why it is timely? Cloud leaders are openly signaling that capacity is tight. 2. Defense AI compliance advisory. What it is? A consultancy for procurement readiness, audit trails, and model governance in defense and regulated public sector deals. Who it serves? AI startups, contractors, and public sector vendors. Why it is timely. AI policy is moving into real military and government deployment. 3. Frontier Lab Finance Tracker. What it is. A data product tracking model. Company fundraising, cloud commitments, and infrastructure dependencies. Who it serves. Investors, strategy teams, and enterprise buyers. Why it is timely. Anthropic's reported mega round shows. Financing is now a core competitive variable. Top three new product and app ideas. 1. Copilot ROI Tracker. What it is, software that measures usage and task savings from enterprise AI assistants. Who it serves, it leaders and finance teams. Why it is timely. Once paid, AI seat scale. Buyers want proof of value. 2. AI Infra Early Warning Dashboard. What it is, a monitoring layer for latency spikes, quota pressure, and regional AI service shortages. Who it serves, ML ops teams and SaaS companies built on model APIs, why it is timely, capacity constraints can now become customer-facing outages. 3. Policy to product risk monitor. What it is, a tool that maps AI policy and defense developments to product, legal, and sales risk. Who it serves, founders, product council, and go-to-market teams. Why it is timely, policy is now directly shaping AI contracts and trust. That's the briefing for Thursday, April 30th. The AI race is no longer just about better models. It is about who can finance them, host them, and deploy them at scale.